This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have him back on our show. Matter of fact, this is their seventh time appearing on our show. We're talking about no other than Canbiola Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CANB. And what they are, they're a company that specializes in the sale of a variety of cannabidiol products, better known as CBD products, such as gels, creams, moisturizers, etc. And what they do, they develop their own line of proprietary products, as well as seeking synergistic value through acquisitions in the CBD space. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have this gentleman. He's the CFO of the company, Mr. Stan Teeple. Stan, welcome to the show.
Everett, pleased to be on again.
You just released your 10K. Can I say wow, stand up and take a bow? Close to 500% revenue growth increase over 2017. How did you get there?
It's a really good question. I'm happy to answer that. We're really pleased with our development as well. I think what we're seeing as a result of our core strategies actually coming to fruition. The company initially rolled out a Canbiola line of products to the doctor community, only available through doctor's offices and not through prescription now because it's a legal product. You can get it anywhere, essentially, and we sell online. But our doctor's program has developed a really strong following in the online community for follow-up orders after they get the initial order through their doctor. And that strategy now has got us into probably around 360 doctor's offices, and these offices have obviously multiple doctors in each of their offices. So that core strategy seems to be working. The other thing that's happened to us is our new DuraMed division, that's our durable medical device division, where that's the unit as we spoke to, I think, on the last call. That's this
correct
wearable, active, low-intensity ultrasound device that we use and sell from the Zetros company. That just launched in late January, first part of February, and that has taken off like a hockey stick on a growth line.
Wow!
And that now is we're experiencing, part of the reason for the growth was the initial rollout. We have every reason to believe that that's going to continue to grow and be a big part of our business through our DuraMed division. Thirdly, I think the reason that we've experienced not just organic growth, but we have new distributors coming in the Northeast area and down the Atlantic coast, and our acquisition of Seven Chakras, which I think we also mentioned in our last interview, had a real strong following on a branded basis up in the Northwest part of the country. So those are primary reasons for our growth, and we're just getting started.
Well, you finished up the year around $668,000 in revenue. That being said, let's talk about sustainable growth. What are the new things you got in the pipeline? Can we still grow that bottom line from there?
Absolutely, Everett. I think our growth strategy, as I just mentioned, it obviously works. We're doing something right here. So aside from our focus on our medical and doctor community, what we're finding out is the new brands and products that we brought in here, like Seven Chakras and Pure Health Products, Pure Leaf Oil, we are now experiencing growth in areas that we hadn't even thought about before. You can find our products in convenience stores and bakeries and gas stations and things like that, but what has recently come to us because of our new product lines like bath bombs and lotions and products along those lines puts us into health spas, puts us into, we've got a number of fitness centers and healthcare facilities are carrying the product. So beyond our general format for our doctor program, we're rolling out into areas that we just hadn't seen before. We actually have some new distributors that have come to us and do carry our product just into those specific market segments. So that's part of how we expect to sustain. But the other thing is our DuraMed. I know I keep bouncing back and forth between our CBD products and our DuraMed, but our DuraMed durable medical device equipment is rolling into additional new areas. We're participating in the Wounded Warrior Care Rehab program for our blessed, not veterans yet now, because they've been hurt and they need care, and there's a special program in the government that takes care of our soldiers and sailors and airmen, and we are participating in that with our SAMS unit as well. That's our, again, ultrasound device unit. That's those two divisions all by themselves are continuing to grow, and so we're looking at sustaining that kind of growth that we had in 2018.
My guest today is Stan Teeple. He's the CFO of Cambiola Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol CAMB. Recently, there was a hemp bill passed in December of 2018. Just give me your thoughts and your ideas of where you think this industry is going and some of the challenges that you guys face on a daily basis.
Well, Everett, as what we're finding out is a lot of consumers, as soon as they hear anything associated with CBD, immediately comes to their mind, marijuana. You're part of this cannabis industry and this illegal trade that's going on. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Just a quick reminder to our listeners is that the product that we carry, CBD, is federally legal. It has no THC, none of the psychoactive product that is in marijuana. But when people see and hear this, they still are dealing with the differentiation. CBD is about getting well. Marijuana and THC is about getting high. You want to get high, you need to go to the head shop and get into the marijuana business. That's what you got to do. But if you want to get well, you come to CBD. We have clinical proven modalities of use for CBD that it works in lots of different medical conditions. And it improves just a whole plethora of things. It's easy to find the data online from just Google CBD and see what you can come up and read and draw your own conclusions. But what's happening for us is that people now are differentiating that. They understand that CBD is about wellness, and it's not about getting high. It's about feeling better. It's about the things that it can do for your body and your attitude and your stress and sleep and all of those kind of things. So that's what's happening. And that discovery on a consumer basis level is what's helped driving our growth in here. So this just makes so challenges ahead are like just getting people to understand what our product is. We're attending on the next 120 days, we are attending 18 different fairs and festivals and shows and trade shows to get the word out about our branded products and what we can do and what CBD is. We're also going to be participating in a seminar. It's actually called a symposium down in San Antonio, Texas in September. And this is relative to the VA and DOD and Warrior Care program that we'd mentioned before. And we're going to be one of the named sponsors along with J&J. Yep, that's Johnson & Johnson and Aetna. We are the third named sponsor in that event, which draws 500 of the senior most medical personnel within the entire DOD and Veterans Administration community. Main sponsor in that event. We're going down there to talk about pain management. We're going down to talk about how do we get opiate relief from our soldiers and citizens. And so that's really where our growth is coming from. And so challenges, as you ask, I know that's a long answer for a real simple question, but the answer is just public education.
Absolutely.
And getting people to understand the benefits.
And I think you guys do a really good job on your website. I went there and I saw that tutorial and I was really impressed. That being said, let's talk about your laboratory up there in Lacey, Washington. That's where the Pure Health Products division is at. What are we doing there? I know that's your secret sauce and everything, but give us just an update on that.
Sure. The facility is around a 5,000 square foot facility. We just built a clean room inside of the facility, about just under 4,000 square feet. Now, the clean room is where we manufacture, store raw materials, manufacture, and our development lab is in that clean room. A clean room means that we are able to produce medical grade products in a clean environment. I mean, you see our people going in, it's like they're almost in hazmat suits for the protection of what we have and our not only our processes, but for the products and raw materials and how we formulate everything. So people will know as we announce that coming up that they're having products made under the strictest possible standards. All of our products, as you may recall, are lab tested, independent third-party lab tested, and we post those lab results on our website. You want to see if our product is clean and pure as we say it is? Independent third-party lab, go to our website. We're not hiding. We're fully transparent. We want people to look at that, and that's our point of differentiation. That's why we're different than a lot of the other products are out there. We don't take shots at other products. We don't do the comparison game. We say, just look at us. and you can do your own kind of comparison. So what we're doing at Pure Health Products up in Lacey, as you asked, almost done with our clean room, and the next step on that will be GMP certified. Again, one of the first people in the industries to ever be GMP certified. That's another level of inspection that guarantees and certifies the quality of our products, because we'll be GMP, Good Manufacturing Practice certified.
For my listeners, if you want to go to their website, you can go to canbiola.com. You'll learn a lot there. They've got a great tutorial, very educational. In closing here, Stan, what do you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview?
Ask a lot of questions. And before you decide if you're going to try the CBD products, if you have any of the things that we believe that it helps from a wellness standpoint, do a lot of investigation. Because one of the other negativities is people, and you hear this, we hear this, is that people say, oh yeah, I tried that CBD. Well, where did you get it? Well, I bought it at the gas station for $20 and I took it for 3 days and nothing happened. Well, you know what? Probably that stuff you got at the gas station for $20 didn't have any CBD in it, or so low amounts that it had no effect on your body system. Investigate before you buy.
I agree. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you or Marco on the show. I wish you guys nothing but continued success. Congratulations on up close to 500% on increase in revenue. Hopefully you guys will come back on the show in 30 or 40 days and give us an update.
No doubt about it, Everett. You're trying to get the honest news out there, and we appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thank you again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.